I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's time for a staycation setup. Let's say good morning to Vicky from Paradise Valley.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hi. It's not so great of a morning. Hopefully it gets better, though.
Yeah, so all we know, little concerns with your boyfriend, Patrick, maybe not being faithful.
I mean, hopefully you can prove me wrong, but I'll tell you, and then you help.
you tell us what to do, girl. Dang, okay.
So what happened?
Okay, so first, we've been together for about 9 months. He's a bartender. That's actually how we met.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was going really fine. It was great. You know, I was getting free drinks because he's a bartender. But
okay.
A lot of my friends were telling me that, you know, bartenders are very sociable and they flirt a lot. But honestly, I never saw Patrick that way. He usually gets the, like, more awkward customers, not, like, really Scottsdale chicks. But
Oh wow. Okay.
Well, I met some. Dated some.
So Patrick told me he met this woman at the bar. She's been coming in regularly and always requests him. Kind of weird, but, you know, I get that it's part of his job to, you mm-hmm. know, talk to the locals and stuff. And she tips really well.
Ooh.
But that's what made me nervous. And then he told me that she's some 70-year-old recently widowed woman. And that made me sad. And I felt bad.
Okay.
But here's where it gets weird. Like, 3 weeks ago, I don't have a computer, so I was using Patrick's, and it's linked to his phone, so he received text messages on it. And he got, like, 3 texts with a heart emoji from a woman named Crystal. And that's, honestly, Crystal's such, like, a stripper's name. It really is.
Wow.
Was it Crystal with a K?
No, with a C.
Crystal with a K are stripper names right there.
Oh, yeah.
Stripper names.
Okay. First of all, that's not true.
I think it is because I confronted him about it and he's like, no, that's the old woman from the bar. But that doesn't make sense because how is this old woman, how does she know how to, like, text, let alone use all
the... Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, she's not dead, by the way.
Girl.
Also, what old woman's name is Crystal? I mean, that's not an old person name.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that.
Crystals have been around a long time.
He doesn't want me to come to the bar anymore. Like, I used to come and, like, sit with him, and he'd give me free drinks, and now he won't even let me come in. He always makes up an excuse.
I mean, I wonder if that's because maybe...
You're crazy? Or...
No.
Not that. Maybe you're blocking him. If he tries to pay too much attention to you, it might, like, distract him from his other customers or...
How much was that tip again?
Like $100.
That's a good tip. Listen, I might tell my wife to stay home, too, if she's messing up my $100 tips. Please believe. Old ass Crystal, you can sit at my bar anytime.
Oh, my God.
I don't care if you're an old stripper. Listen, I will hang out and give my phone number to a 7-year-old stripper named Crystal anytime. You should give me $100 just to say hello.
Yeah, but it just doesn't, like, something isn't right here, you know?
Have,
like,
you done the boxer test?
Okay.
I'm crazy. I've never even heard of that.
What? Hey. I'm just trying to help out. Okay. We're going to give him a call, offer him a free romantic hotel staycation. We're going to ask him who he wants to put on the reservation. If he does say your name, all is good. Right, Vicky?
Yeah. But I don't want him to be cheating on me.
All right. Well, we get you. If this guy's trying to Elvis that pelvis,
I'll say one for the money.
No. Oh, gosh.
Two for the show.
Right. This one right here. Right.
Three to get ready.
She's been around since then. She's probably stripping since back in the day since Elvis was around. All right, so let's just give him a call and get to the bottom and top of this. Staycation setup is up next. We need his number, so hold on right there, okay, Vicky?
All right.
Back with the staycation setup. We spoke to Vicky moments ago. She let us know that her bartender boyfriend's acting a little weird about these text messages he's getting from one of his patrons at his bar. Now, Vicky, why are you so convinced that he's cheating on you with this lady texting when he says she's 70 years old and she just leaves good tips?
Because he never wants me to come to the bar anymore. And I saw text messages from a girl named Crystal with heart emojis. That just... Come on.
And he said Crystal's the one that was 70 years old.
Yeah. And that's a stripper name.
Okay. I mean, I don't know about that, but like, we're going to call up your man, offer him a free romantic weekend stay, see who he wants to bring as his guest. He's supposed to say your name. If he says anybody else's name, the show is yours and you can let him know what you're feeling.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Patrick?
Yeah, it's Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So what that means is we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite, accompany that with our honeymoon package. I'm calling just to confirm some details, just so we can get you set up.
I'm okay. Thank you.
Oh, sir.
I'm okay.
Well, if you're not interested in the offer, you know, we can definitely take you off of the list. I wouldn't want you to miss out on it, though. This is completely complimentary for you. It is a penthouse suite stay, again, with our honeymoon package. And if we end this phone call, then you are forfeiting your chance. And this could be a really...
How did I get on this list, exactly?
We're working off of an online database.
Okay, what do I got to do?
Well, we just got to answer a few questions. I've got your reservation paperwork in front of me, sir. Now, my first question for you is, with this romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest and have it from you. So I have some generic messages I can leave there, but if you have something specific, I'd be happy to jot that down. Just let me know when you're ready, sir.
Okay. Put, you're the hardest working woman I've ever met.
Okay.
You deserve this. Crystal.
You are not getting a romantic staycation for a 70-year-old woman. Tell me that that's not true.
Patrick.
Yeah?
Hello?
Hi, Patrick. So we do have to let you know you're live on the radio right now at the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. That's Vicky, your girl.
Who's Crystal?
The Crystal is the girl from the old lady from the... What are you doing?
That's so gross. Is that like your fetish now? You're into like old women?
No, I'm not into anybody. Look, I knew this was fake, all right? I just wanted to put
a fake
person's name.
You did not know that
this was fake.
I didn't want you to get like identity theft or something.
Oh my God. You're reaching.
Do you have a fetish? Is that what it is? Are you trying to sprinkle the wrinkle?
What?
Vicky, you're letting these disc jockeys rally you up.
Disc jockeys? What is this, 1983? So listen.
Oh my God, you're the worst. Like, you're such a you're the biggest liar in the world.
I'm not lying. Look.
Here's the thing. Patrick, either you're lying that this is a young girl or this is an older lady that you have feelings for.
No. I'm not lying. It's an older lady at the bar. I told you. I just used your name because it was the first name I could think of. That you were going to get the vacation, baby.
Oh, my God.
Okay, if she's the first name you could think of, why was her name even on your mind? Like, come on.
Yeah, just off top, her name came up. And your lady suspected her. That's too coincidental.
No, it's just a work thing.
What?
Who are you talking to? Is she there?
I think he hung up.
Either he is seeing an older woman or...
No. She's obviously not an older woman. She's obviously like...
I don't know. She could be a sugar mama.
Stop.
Is she giving him $100 tips? You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. But
you don't take your sugar mama on a staycation. She takes you. So...
Oh. Well, it was free. He thought it was free. So maybe he's like, you know what? This is free. I'm going to make her think that I'm treating her.
Either way...
I think this guy is trying to sprinkle the wrinkle.
That is so disgusting.
I think that's what $100 tips. Come on now.
Get out of here, Vicky. I am so. It doesn't matter the age. That literally doesn't matter. And I'm so sorry that this happened to you. We have counseling services that we can offer for you. You could take those, use those whenever you want to. I have to say this. If you want to reconcile things with Patrick, you can.
Never.
No. Okay. She's done with it.
It doesn't matter who or what she is. He was cheating on me this entire time. Like, what is even the point of that?
Cheating?
I don't know. I don't.
Physical attraction between two other people that you're not in a relationship with?
I'm gonna throw up.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know what to do. Like, what do I do now?
Yeah, you need to move on. The best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. You feel me?
But I think that right now is a good time for you to take time for yourself.
I wonder if the older the berry, the sweeter the juice is kind of the same.
Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, hold on right there. Anisha's going to talk to you off the air, okay?
Okay, whatever.
She all hold.
Yeah.
Maybe you and her can go out one night, Nish, and look for old men.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're gay and you like men. Sometimes you gotta risk it.
Oh, wow.
To get the biscuit. And sometimes those biscuits are day old biscuits.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.